This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Folks, we all come from the same neighborhood, the folk us in here. Whether it's Youngtown, Scranton, Toledo, Pittsburgh. And this other guy, he's not a bad guy. He does not he doesn't understand this any more than you understand what it's like to live in a 30,000 square foot penthouse, 80 floors up in New York. You don't understand that. I don't. He doesn't have any idea what it's like to sit at my dad's kitchen table and hear my mom said, honey, we need new tires in the car. And her say, honey, you gotta get 10,000 more miles out. And we just don't have it right now. He doesn't understand the conversation that still goes on in the valley. Honey, who's going to tell Mary? She can't go back to college this year. We just, I don't know how to tell her. What do we say to her? Look, folks, what you get, what we get, what the vast majority of the Americans get is give an American just an even chance. Just give them a chance. No. My dad used to say, I don't expect the government to solve my problem. I just want them to understand my problem. Just give me a chance.
And my question is, Joe Biden, you've been the vice president for the last 8 years. What kind of chance have you given Americans, with all the policies, regulations, you've choked our businesses with regulations three ways to Sunday. You and Barack Obama and progressives in this country have decimated the middle class. And then you want to come to people and first try and say that you represent, your voice represents the majority of Americans. Look at the numbers. I don't think you represent the majority of Americans. Now, you may have a little bit of an idea, Scott. He may have a little bit of an idea of what America is going through.
Yep.
But I don't think he really understands what America is going through, because if he did, he'd be falling on his sword on behalf of we the people. And I don't see that. Do you?
No. And I know he's trying to talk about Trump there. I know that's who he's trying to say, but that's an indictment on Hillary, too. You're telling me that somebody who obviously she's lied to us and said that she was completely broke when she got out of the White House, but she still went to a $100,000 house. She still got to go. She went, they have a $1 million mansion in New York. Mm-hmm. Do you think that that's any different? Do you think her life is any different than what Donald Trump's is?
Exactly.
She hasn't had to pay for a plane ticket in how long?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if one of my family members in Louisiana needs me to fly down there, that's got to come out of my pocket. She hasn't had to do that in 40 years.
Yeah. Well, it's because you don't travel in the circle she travels in with these friends that have jets that are at her beck and call. And it's a specific type of jet. Don't get her a low-class jet. It's got to be a high-class, certain type of jet. And now, request for a jet's going to expand because she's got to take the media with her, right?
And by the way, for me to talk for a half hour, it's going to be $600,000. I haven't sent you that bill yet, Bill.
Oh, yeah, right, exactly. But, I promise that there'll be something on the back end, but we just can't talk about it. And we'll try not to make it too obvious that there's something on the back end for you. America, it is so obvious, and I think this is what America is waking up to, that the scandals and the obfuscation and you know, the stealing of our government has taken place right before our own eyes. Now, what are we going to do about it?
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com to...
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. As always, for more information on the show, the information that you need to know, even a an archive of past interviews, you may say, oh, gosh, I want to hear that that interview again with Coach Kevin Collins or with Marty Burlsworth or on and on. It's all right there for you, available to you, easy to download and listen at your own convenience, along with a host of sponsors that support Bill Martinez Live that make this all possible and has allowed for the expansion of over 280 markets across this country, worldwide, around the world via shortwave. As well. So we're grateful for all our sponsors and all our partners involved in and committed to getting the truth to you, no matter where it leads us. Our next topic that we're going to talk about here, and I've been looking forward to this, it has to do with Miracle on the Hudson. Survivors are sharing their stories of near death and a hope for new life. Now, Tom Hanks' next blockbuster, Sully, is a dramatic retelling of the Miracle on the Hudson story opening this week. But lasting effects would be, would a near-death experience like that have? Well, we're going to be talking with authors Dorothy Furman and Kevin Quirk right now, and they talk to the survivors themselves. Dorothy and Kevin, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Fine. Thank you, Bill.
Good to be here.
Well, good to have you with us here to, you know, break down the human interest side. I mean, Miracle on the Hudson, you know, when it first happened, it brought a lot of attention to the pilot, and deservedly so, Sully Sullenberger, and what he did in saving the people and turning what could have been a horrific tragedy into something that was... quite an inspiration for America.
He was an amazing man who did an amazing thing and continues to do that. And the survivors learned, every one of them that we interviewed, the survivors and the first responders, learned some powerful lessons about living life.
Mm-hmm. Kevin, how did you and Dorothy get together on this project?
Well, Dorothy and I had been colleagues. She started out as a teacher of mine years ago. Mm-hmm. And when I had the inspiration to do this book after watching the images of those passengers, you know, standing in the water on the wings
exactly.
of the plane, and I knew I needed help to bring it to fruition, and Dorothy was the one person that I know would be right to help me.
And Dorothy, when Kevin called you up and shared this idea with you, it was a no-brainer, wasn't it?
It was a no-brainer, though slightly more complex because I was in Russia at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But we nonetheless went ahead and we were immediately struck with the importance of this book and these people. And the stories themselves, each one is magnificent. We ended up with the title Brace for Impact because it was the only word that ever came from the cockpit to the passengers. Mm-hmm. There was no conversation in advance, no we're going down, no, it was just everybody knew they were going down, and suddenly it was brace for impact, brace for impact.
Right. But, Kevin, they started, the passengers had to understand there was something amiss here because the ground kept getting closer, and Sully, the way he handled this in such a calm sort of way, it translated to the passengers, and as Dorothy cited, there wasn't a big countdown about this, but yet they could look through the window and see that, you know, something was amiss.
Yeah, let's be real clear on their experience. While Sully was, you know, professionally going about executing this water landing, as he called it, the passengers, when they heard him say brace for impact, they knew they were going to die. And so they spent their last 45 seconds, you know, leaving phone messages and text messages, I love you, I love you, a quick review of their life, and that was the end. And so when they landed on the Hudson River, it was a revelation to them. They were alive, and they had an opportunity to live again, in a sense. And the first thing they did is, you know, express gratitude, but also take charge of their own predicament. It was hard to get out of that plane. It was hard to just figure out what to do when they got in the water. And these passengers themselves performed in a heroic and courageous manner, looking out for one another. There was a burly guy who grabbed a baby. The mom and the baby were trapped in the back, and he held them like a football by his hip, and he said, out of the way, I'm getting through, to make sure the baby got safe.
Mm-hmm.
There was a former Marine lieutenant who took charge of one of the life rafts and saw people actually trying to swim. This was January 15th in the Hudson River. The water temperature is barely above freezing. They're going to die. And he pulled him over. Get over here. This is where you can survive.
Exactly. Well, and that's the thing, you know, Dorothy, when somebody's in the water and you're talking January in the Hudson, your life expectancy is measured in minutes at that point, isn't it?
It is measured in minutes. And in fact, everyone was fine. There was one, Barry Leonard, had a broken rib or chest fracture. And one of the most powerful parts of this story for me was the stories of the first responders, especially the two doctors who had both been first responders at 9/11.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
And both of them came to this scene expecting the same kind of outcome. Mm-hmm. And so for them, there was a special kind of miracle in finding out that they actually weren't even needed.
Exactly.
And so that was this full circle.
Yeah, they're showing, everybody's showing up with body bags and thinking it's going to be a recovery process. And Kevin, you know, all 150 passengers survived. If that wasn't a miracle, I don't know what is.
Well, it really was. And, you know, the movie is going to shed light on questions that Sully faced. You know, was this really the only way to save the passengers and land? And he was under the microscope for quite a long time. Aviation officials and airline officials were saying, maybe you did the wrong thing. But I'll tell you, from the passenger perspective, he did the absolute right thing and gave them an opportunity to survive.
Well, it's hard to deny the evidence when you survive and you live, you know, through something like this. Dorothy, pundits were quick to call it a crash. And Sully corrected them very quickly and said it was a water landing, right?
Yes, he did. But it was one of the only successful water landings in the history of aviation. And yet he had practiced. He was very concerned with safety before the event and has since gone on to be very important in the world of aviation safety. So if there was anybody who could do it, and one of our survivors said, I don't think it was heroic as much as it was like any good team player. He was highly, highly skilled.
Yes. Well, and that's what happens when the time calls for this kind of response. you're grateful for guys like Sully and women like Sully who rise to the occasion. More from our authors on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Coming at you fresh every day. Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we continue our conversation with the authors of Brace for Impact, The Miracle on the Hudson. Dorothy Furman is with us, New York Times bestselling co-author of Chicken Soup for the Mother and Daughter Soul, among numerous books. She's worked in the field of psychology and counseling for over 30 years. Kevin Quirk is a former journalist with the Charlotte Observer, among other newspapers, and a prolific ghostwriter and editor. Well, you know, it was on January the 15th in 2009 that the world was mesmerized by the miracle on the Hudson. Against all odds, Captain Chesley Sully Sullenberger safely landed a plane plunging toward disaster on the river. More amazingly, all 150 passengers survived, and for the most part with nothing worse physically than a few bruises, soggy clothes, and what was reported earlier, maybe even some broken ribs. Well, at the time, many of us tried to imagine how we would have those three chilling words, brace for impact, and then amazingly been spared from certain death. A year later, it's time for a different, perhaps more meaningful story. What happened to these extremely fortunate passengers when they went home? Dorothy, as you had said earlier, 45 seconds, they're calling home. They're saying their goodbyes because in their mind and in their hearts, it was a fait accompli.
And for the people on the plane, even though that was their experience, it was amazing that people didn't panic. People who didn't call held each other's hands. Some sang. Mm. These were people who, however they found their centered strength to face this, faced it well, including with humor, where one passenger said to another, "Look, you can see the old Yankee Stadium and the new Yankee Stadium at the same time." Which is a pretty amazing thing to notice when your plane is going down.
Exactly. You know, Kevin, Dorothy brings out something here. You know, you got 150 people there. You're going down. There had to be something, like we say, that had to be miraculous to kind of, you know, hold the senses and the mindset of this group of people that, you know, that they didn't panic. Had they panicked, you get 150 people surviving the impact, but then, you know, which is, has always been reported in the case when you have to evacuate the plane, sometimes there's more damage done and more injury that occurs in the evacuation than when a plane goes down.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, you know, Sully had his miraculous 2 minutes of landing the plane. These passengers had about 15 minutes where they also did miraculous things. Now, one of the passengers, Dave Sanderson, used to be a security guard for Tony Robbins, the inspirational speaker. Mm. Now he said,
yes.
"Now I'd like to speak like that someday, but I've got nothing to talk about." And after surviving this crash, where Dave himself was so helpful and being pretty much the last passenger out and standing in waist-deep water, he knew he had something to talk about. He's become an inspirational speaker. He goes all over the country talking about how individual moments matter. You know, when we're faced with a crisis,
yes,
when things are hot in front of us, how are we going to respond? Can we pull the best of the human spirit out of us? And if we do, what becomes possible? And I think he's struck a chord, as so many of these passengers have. You know, Barry Leonard's going around saying, "I think you should treat every day like it's the day that you might die." And, you know,
he's
crossing off things on his bucket list, like riding elephants in Africa and climbing Mount Kilimanjaro with his son. It's an attitude toward life that they had on that day, and an attitude toward life that they've kept with them and tried to spread to the people around them now.
Dorothy, the age group, the range in age of the survivors, I mean, we talked about a young child. It ran the full gamut, didn't it?
It did. And the youngest woman we interviewed was 24. And the oldest person we interviewed, who I will just mention because it was such a wonderful story, I'll see if I can tell it without crying because I still do, she was 85. And she was traveling with her daughter, and when they went down, and I'm just reading from the book, these are Lucille's words, she says, "Leave me, I've had a good life, go, go." And her daughter says, "Yeah. Ma, no, not, I'm not going without you."
Yeah. Wow.
And then mom says, "Well, if I have to go, I better find my purse. I figure when you're going somewhere, you should have your purse." "No, Ma," says the daughter. And then Lucille describes how stewardesses and other passengers and her daughter and everyone She couldn't walk on her own. She was in a wheel, would have been in a wheelchair. Got her out and into the raft, and somebody gave her a coat. And when I met them later at their home in upstate New York, everyone in the family was around. And the strength of the family ties that were already there just built and built and built. And I think that's one of the take-homes that a lot of the people had was, one guy said, you know, I used to be so annoyed with my kids when they would leave their toys on the lawn. And now I'm annoyed with my kids. And then I remember I'm not dead. And I stopped being annoyed.
Wow.
Everyone took the power of this and turned it back into their lives to love and reclamation of love. And as Kevin mentioned, finding one's voice to say what's true. Something we would all wish for ourselves, our children, and everyone.
Yeah.
Without the crisis back.
Yeah, I was going to say, we could only hope that we could experience that without having gone through, you know, and experienced a crisis like this, Kevin, but that's life. You know, that's the life in this plane, is that it comes in peaks and valleys, doesn't it?
Well, it does. And, you know, what the passengers have tried to do is to carry on that spirit, even after all these years now. It's been 7 years, but they maintain close connections with each other, close friendships, even though politics are different, religion is different. And they try to instill that you know, live like your life has meaning and purpose every minute. They try to instill that in everyone. One of the passengers, Beth McHugh, we called her the Mad Hugger.
Uh-huh.
Her mission after surviving was, I'm going to give a hug to everyone that I have more than a 10-second interaction with, starting with the delivery driver who brought flowers to her home from people and their family celebrating that she was alive. And Beth, it was about 60 or so at the time, she decided she was going to retire early and focus on what really matters in her life, her family, her connections, spreading love. And that has so much to teach all of us.
Exactly. And Dorothy, Kevin just touched on something. That is the neighborhood response. Here it is. You have somebody uniquely, incredibly saved and experiencing a miracle. And the neighbors all wanted to come and get in, you know, and I don't say get involved in a negative, but to make notice and to celebrate a miracle and to be around somebody who experienced something so incredible is what they just went through.
And we are community beings.
Mm-hmm.
So this story is a magnification of humans in crisis, but we see it everywhere. And listening to the lead into your radio, listening to the truth wherever it takes us, the truth is that we can live our lives with meaning and purpose and through our own values without having to have a crisis.
Exactly.
We just have to show up every day and be true to ourselves.
Well, Kevin Quirk and Dorothy Furman, thank you so much. Kevin, thank you for pursuing your old mentor and teacher, and I mean old with due respect here. I mean old aged-wise, you know, just your previous teacher and mentor. I'm glad you two came together to be able to present, you know, this gift for humanity, a remembrance of what happened on that fateful day on the Hudson. Brace for Impact. The book is available at all the usual places, I take it, correct?
Yes, it is.
We hope so.
Yeah, absolutely. And it'll be linked on our website as well at BillMartinezLive.com. Dorothy, Kevin, thank you so much for being with us. It is just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
This report is brought to you by Staples. The back-to-school season can be stressful for parents and students alike. As the end of the summer approaches, many retailers are already stocking holiday candy and decor, making it difficult to find school supplies. Parents can rely on Staples to have the school supplies their children need in stock throughout the back-to-school season, at the lowest prices guaranteed. Christine Mallon, Vice President of Retail Marketing at Staples, joins us to share some back-to-school advice.
As the start of school approaches, many retailers have moved on and started stocking for the next holiday. At Staples, parents can shop confidently, knowing that we're still in stock on all of the back-to-school essentials they need at the lowest prices guaranteed.
Staples keeps school essentials in stock all season long at the lowest prices. Shop the Less List for School, weekly school steals, and take advantage of the 110% lowest price guarantee to stay on budget. For more, visit staples.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
I've been spending all my time just thinking about you. I don't know what to do. I think I'm falling for you. I've been waiting all my life and now I find it. I don't know what to do. I think I'm falling for you. I'm falling for you.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Glad you could join us on any one of the 280-plus affiliates that we have around this country and around the world via shortwave on WWCR out of Nashville, Tennessee. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, by the way, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, this past Independence Day at Coney Island, New York, Major League Eating superstar Joey Jaws Chestnut again won the Nathan's Famous International Hot Dog Eating Championship. In fact, Joey not only won a record 9th championship, but he ate 70 hot dogs and buns in only 10 minutes. Is that incredible? Well, joining us today is Joey Chestnut himself to preview a Guinness World Record attempt going on at Grand Central Station in New York. And he's hoping to again make history during this 100th anniversary of Nathan's Famous. Joey, thank you for joining us. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, thank you. I'm doing great. Just having
fun. What? You're all ready to go, huh?
Oh yeah, today's gonna be a fun day, kicking off the holiday weekend, and we're celebrating Nathan's 100th anniversary.
Well, what a great place too to be there at Coney Island, isn't that special?
Oh my God, well, Coney Island on the 4th of July is electricity. It's amazing, yeah. And
right.
Today we're in Manhattan, Grand Central.
Okay.
We're breaking a record. It's not even eating, but today we're lining up 1,916 hot dogs end to end to break a record that was set in Tokyo, and we're gonna the longest string of hot dogs lined up end to end, and they're trusting me to put down the last hot dog without eating it.
Wow! Now is this the timing incident as well, Joe? You have to do this within a certain time.
No, this is for fun. Nathan's has set it up and breaking the record. People can watch it on Facebook. They're actually setting up a Coney Island replica inside of Grand Central Station. And
Very cool.
And then we're giving out all the hot dogs. It's pretty much a kickoff to Labor Day weekend and celebrating the. It's really awesome that Nathan's. It started out as just a single one man operation on Coney Island. It's been able to grow into a huge. One of the biggest hot dog companies, the biggest gourmet hot dog company in the world, and now they're 100 years old.
Well, good for you. You get a chance to, take down Nathan's, because that's a great hot dog. I mean, they're the best, aren't they?
So lucky.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It makes it so much easier to eat a ton of them.
Yeah, without a doubt. Now, tell us about your professional eating records. I was looking at the records that you've accumulated over the years. Wow, I mean, this is incredible.
Oh my God! I've been all around the place eating. I never imagined. I got an engineering degree, but I've been to Bangkok eating shrimp wonton or Tokyo eating soba noodles or Chattanooga eating crystal hamburgers. I've just been all around the place and be able to put up some awesome records.
Well, yeah, I mean, you've even been in my old area in Orange County, California, Knott's Berry Farm. You know, got to have boysenberry pie, of course. That was just this year around my birthday in March.
Oh yeah, that's an awesome little park and a great amusement park, and it was that's one of the best things about the competitive eating. I get to travel around and put up. I think I did 13 pounds of boysenberry pie there, and it was I get to go to great places and I get to meet happy people.
And I want people to understand that you also eat your greens. I mean, you set the record for asparagus eating as well?
Yeah, they're green, but they were also deep fried.
Oh, okay.
I find a way to get them, keep them healthy, right? But it was an awesome event. And, it doesn't stop with just meats. I do with vegetables. I hold the record for hard-boiled eggs, 141 in 8 minutes.
Wow.
So I love to eat, but I also love the competition. So that's what I have to maintain my health. If I get heavy, I slow down. So even though I love to eat, I love to win more. So I have to have to make sure I'm healthy.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, people, just so that they understand here, you're 32, you weigh 230. You do consider, you've got to stay in shape in order to sustain, this kind of ability, right?
Oh, absolutely. If I start getting, 230 is a little bit heavy for me. I think the 4th of July, I was 210.
Mm-hmm.
So the heavier I am, the more likely I'm going to get winded during a contest. And just anybody, any athlete, once they're winded, they're really, really hard. And it's even worse for eating because you're breathing through. You have to eat, so you're not going to be able to eat. You have to be able to control your breathing in order to eat well. I figured out a training method, and next year I'm going to even be more fit, and I'm going to blow away the competition even more.
Well, I want to talk to you about your training regimen, but how did you realize that this was something you could do?
Oh my God! So it was not my plan growing up.
I mean, you're an engineer. You said
I was in school as an engineer, getting my engineering degree, and I would eat healthy during the week, and then on the weekends I'd reward myself by going out to my parents' house and just eating everything in the fridge, all their leftovers. My mom would make homemade, she had leftovers from the entire week, and I'd clean out the fridge.
Oh, wow.
And then my little brother knew I could eat more than anybody, so he made me do my first one, and I only did the first one because they gave me a free hotel room. I was 21, so after the first one, I fell in love with it, and I just started. It was the goal to win the Nathan's contest, and after I won that one, it just snowballed and got bigger and bigger.
So you talk about training. How do you train for this?
Oh my God! It took a lot of trial and error. There were no books written about competitive eating. No, it's not like something you can grow up and study. So I talked to a nutritionist. I talked to my doctor. I was still in college, so I was able to talk to a couple of professors, and I looked at it almost like an engineering problem, figuring out my body and how to put more and more into me slowly. So I figured out a training regimen where I do a practice contest, and then I recover, and I fast, and I go into my next practice completely empty, and every practice I try to eat a little bit more, and I try to I videotape my practices so I can watch when I'm slowing down and when my technique, which technique I'm using works best. And I really tried to analyze it and look at it like a sport. And once I started looking at it like a sport, I really was able to dominate.
Wow, that's great. And then do you have a coach that helps you out as well? Is your brother helping you out?
Oh, my God. For years and years, my little brother helped me out. He was awesome. I bought that kid a fishing boat, and now he's a mechanic in San Diego and a boat mechanic. And he's so he can't help me practice too much anymore.
He just wants royalties, huh?
Oh, yeah. But I still fly him out to big events.
Yeah, that's great. Well, again, remind everybody, this weekend, of course, kicks off the Labor Day weekend. Remind them of the event again there in New York.
Oh, yeah. So Nathan's setting the world record for most hot dogs lined up end-to-end, 1,916 hot dogs. People can watch it on Facebook Live if they go to Facebook, and they can see the Coney Island replica they're setting up in Grand Central, and it'll be a fun day.
Okay, and give them the connection where they can get more information about the new record and Nathan's Famous 100th anniversary celebration.
Yeah, they can go to nathansfamous.com. People can follow me on Twitter at Joey Jaws, or they can watch the actual event live on Facebook Live. They can look it up on Facebook.
Well, Joey Chestnut, Jaws himself, the greatest eater in history. It's not an empty editorializing or bloviating. This is empirical fact. Members of the media and members of the scientific community are warmly invited to conduct their own independent analysis. I mean, he's an engineer, for goodness sakes. This is what he does. And, of course, you defeated Kobayashi, who was infamous up until 2007, and you sent him, walking away with his head down.
Oh yeah, he's an awesome eater, but he did not know how to lose. He made excuses every time, and eventually he didn't want to come back to the big boy table. But I love competition, and it's been a fun ride.
Well, Joey, all the best to you for this Guinness World Record attempt that will be taking place at Grand Central in New York, and have a great and safe Labor Day weekend, buddy.
Oh, you too. Thank you so much.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Squeeze into 60 minutes and 100 yards. And you can't control who your mom and daddy is, but you can control how hard you work. So in thought, you reap an action. So an action, you reap a habit. You sow a habit, you reap a character. You sow a character, you reap a destiny. Every play starts with a cadence and ends with a whistle. What you do in between determines your legacy. So make sure you give it everything you've got until you hear that whistle.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, it's all about you and for you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. And, of course, that is the soundtrack, a bit of the soundtrack, I should say, from a movie that is going to be opening up nationwide this Friday, or probably even Thursday night, called Greater. Greater follows the true story of Brandon Bolesworth, who is perhaps the greatest walk-on in the history of college football. Brandon dreamed of playing for the Arkansas Razorbacks, but he was told he wasn't good enough to play Division I ball. Undeterred, Brandon took a risk and walked on in 1994. Written off by fellow teammates and coaches, Brandon displayed dogged determination in the face of staggering odds. His brother cheered him on. His brother saw something in him and encouraged him all along the way. And we're going to be talking with Marty Bolesworth in just a moment. Well, you imagine, here's this kid walking on. He's not accepted by his teammates. The coaches, they think he's an absolute pain. And he's an awkward kid. Because when you looked at him from the outside, I mean, he had the goofy glasses and, you know, didn't necessarily fit in. Bit of a round peg in a square hole. But little did they know what kind of catalytic combustible one-man event that Brandon was going to be for this team, and I would say not only this team, but people who come in contact with Brandon Bolesworth's story. This awkward kid who once was an embarrassment to his teammates and an annoyance to his coaches ended up becoming the most respected player in the history of the program, changing the lives of all he touched. As I mentioned, his older brother, Marty Bolesworth, is with us right now. Marty, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you. And, boy, what a story about your brother. About 16 years difference, age difference between you and him. But you were his cheerleader, telling him not to listen to what other people were saying, that you saw something in your brother that these coaches and some of the players didn't see.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he was a good high school player. By the time he was a senior in high school, which he turned 17, Bill, when he
his senior year. So he was 1 year behind basically everybody else. But he was a great player. I mean, played both sides of the ball, worked hard, was in that weight room all the time. And then he was able to, he was all-conference all-state in Arkansas. And then he made the, Arkansas all-star game, which was a goal of his since he was a sophomore in high school. Played against and with other Razorback scholarship players in August, and you could see that he had the ability. He was equally as good, in my opinion, or better than a lot of the players there. He was a late bloomer, which was part of the reason I think that maybe he wasn't given as much attention as some of the other players that have been maybe starters since they were sophomores, you know, and were on the D1 school's radar. But, you know, we knew Brandon was going to work hard and do everything he could to excel. And I know the coaches and administration found that out very quickly once he arrived in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Yeah, I mean, the movie does an exceptional job of showing just how dedicated he was to making his dream of playing for the Razorbacks come true. As you say, I mean, he was not afraid of hard work. And he really, for all intents and purposes, has established the standard of commitment and dedication and hard work, hasn't he?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and now, you know, going into our seventh year, the Burlesworth Trophy, just because Brandon was a walk-on now, you know, a lot of good has come from that. And the Burlesworth Trophy Awards is an award for the number one player in the nation that began their career as a walk-on, just like Brandon did. And we've had most of the players that have won it in the past are still playing in the NFL. And one is still in college. Our winner last year, Baker Mayfield from Oklahoma, you know, a former walk-on. That's hard to believe. And so, yeah, that's kind of, we like to say that's, you know, he set the standard for walk-ons and what, you know, and most of the walk-ons have very similar stories about being overlooked and underestimated.
Yeah, and what a powerful legacy that continues, and what you've done and your family has done, you know, to support and continue this legacy, Marty. You know, to bring people up to speed that have not heard the entire story of your brother, I mean, here he is. He's a standout for the Razorbacks, a dream come true. And then he's drafted by the Colts. Tell us what happens then.
Yeah, he was drafted with the 63rd overall pick. I mean, he was the first Razorback chosen that year and had great talking to, I mean, they had him actually penciled in to start on the phone because Coach Howard Mudd, who had scouted him, I was actually NFL certified and was his agent. And most people don't know that, but Coach Mudd, I talked to Coach Mudd on the phone, you know, doing like agents do. You call around and get opinions of players, of your players. Well, I had a player, my brother, so I'm calling around talking to, and they would actually talk to me where they, I had several of them say, I'll talk to you. I'm not going to talk to an agent, but you're the brother. So I'll call you back and talk to you, you know, about him. Coach Mudd had him as a first round draft pick. And so when he, was available with the 63rd overall pick, which was the second pick in the third round, they jumped on him. They were tickled to death, and Coach Mudd already had him, penciled in to start, went to camp. It, you know, just validated that, went to minicamp and validated that he was going to be starting for the Colts. And, you know, 11 days later after being drafted, you know, he died in a car accident. So, you know, all the dreams, everything that was, you know, what he had worked so hard for and finally accomplished. And, you know, and as far as the football career, you know, and what all he was planning on doing, it ended that day, April 28, 1999.
How do you reconcile that, Marty? I mean, here it is, your brother who, you know, is a walk-on, determined, working hard, and everything is looking blue skies and rainbows. And then in a moment, it's all gone. I mean, the rug is pulled out from underneath you, his future, your entire family. How do you deal with that?
Boy, it was tough, Bill. I mean, that first year was very tough. And I think the movie, you know, the movies are made in a condensed form. You know, time is condensed, and that's what they've done. And I know the director who did a lot of the writing on the script said, my part is in a condensed time frame because, you know, they've interviewed the family. And, you know, for that first year, you're just in a fog, just in a total fog, and trying to make sense of it. There's no sense to be made of it. You know, it is what it is. We don't know the reasons. We do know that, you know, through Brandon's work, what he did, and then through the foundation that Brandon's foundation, that so much good has come of, you know, what he did. So it was not all for naught. We just, you know, we could decide whether we wanted to not do anything and that's it, or pick it up where he left off and run with it and do the work that that Brandon had tried or had planned on doing himself, which is work with kids, do football camps, bring kids to ball games, kids that wouldn't have an opportunity, that, you know, given some hope. And that's exactly what the Brandon Burlsworth Foundation does.
Yeah, that's some of the things that may get lost here in understanding that Brandon was more than a football player, that he was participating in the community. And they had a vision to make things better, not just on the football field, but, you know, around the world in which he lived, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I can remember many times, like I went with him to the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. Mm-hmm. After practice, there would be fans there to get all the players' autographs. They're loading up on the buses, so I'd hang with him because he would stand there and he would sign for the last kid if the bus left him unless I pulled him away. Mm. So he and I had a little agreement. I said, all right, you sign as much as you can. And then, because he did not want to turn anybody away. He just wouldn't do it. Yeah. They wanted an autograph. He's going to stay there. So I would just kind of set it up and said, well, he's going to have to go now, that kind of thing, because he would absolutely not do it. He would stay to the very last one. And Brandon was, you know, he put others before himself, and he put his team before himself. Didn't look for any self glory. There was some, you know, you can look at old footage of him, you know, like during a game. You'll never see any, you know, chest pumping, anything like that. Mm-hmm. It's just all about the team, and that's what that's what you really admire.
Well, his hard work and dedication was wrapped up in the phrase of doing it Burl's way, which became a rallying cry in Arkansas and beyond. What does that phrase mean to you? We got about 30 seconds left here, Marty.
Yeah, well, Bill, short version is, doing it the Burl's way is what we tell our kids every week during the racetrack season. It's doing the right thing even when no one's looking, and that's what we live by.
Well, congratulations on the movie. We're looking forward to it. I think black horn-rimmed glasses may be coming back into vogue after this. What do you think?
I think so, Bill.
Okay, well, looking forward to it. Congratulations on the movie, Marty. Boy, I'll tell you, to have a brother like Brandon Burlsworth, I know is a blessing. And, and it's like one of those things you're thankful for, and I'm sure you miss him terribly.
Absolutely. Sure do. Just keep that legacy alive. That's what we work at every day.
Amen. Marty Burlsworth, and the movie is Greater, coming to a theater near you this weekend.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon.